Blog Talk Radio.
We'd like to welcome everyone to Missing Pages of History. This is a show dedicated to the upliftment of underserved communities. We seek to come to speak truth to power and give you a perspective to reflect the interests and the needs of these various communities. Tonight, well, correction, this evening, we'll be hosting the idea of race terrorism in South Carolina. Recently, there was an incident that took place in Charleston, South Carolina, where 9 individuals who was in the church carrying on a study Bible prayer meeting, and they were assassinated by a young European male. And he stated that his motivation was based upon blacks are taking their European women and they are taking over the country. This was his justification for killing 9 innocent people. As always, when the story is told, it's told by perspectives based upon who's telling the story. Well, today, Missing Pages of History would like to give their perspective on the story. And with us, we have a contributor, the analyst, Emmanuel of North Carolina and Susan of Virginia. They will share their perspective on the story, and later on we will invite you to call in to share yours by dialing 818-337-0016. We would like to know what's going on in South Carolina's Charleston. We'd like to welcome Emmanuel. Welcome to Missing Pages of History.
Thank you.
Emmanuel, when we look at this recent incident in Charleston, South Carolina, how could this happen? How could it happen like this? What are some of the factors? Well, first of all, let's talk about the historical development of that region or that area that people may not be familiar with. What research have you done, Emmanuel? Maybe give us a better light in terms of trying to understand how and why this incident happened.
Well, it's not a thing that's anomaly in any type of way. It's South Carolina, you know, was the first state to secede from the Union. They had a young man down there back in the early 30s and 40s named Strong Thurmond, who ran for president. I think he served in the Senate for 48 years. Why would you elect a segregationist? Well, they haven't been there now, in the Senate, South Carolina again. The makeup, the Confederate flag, is still flying. They lost the war. This is the United States of America. Understand where they live, where their state is. It's amazing that a state still got laws on the books, blue laws on the books, that are very segregationist. They are what they are. We have to stop forgiving so much. They're not going to stop what they do. I don't go there. My father was born there. He got out of there. I've never been back to my father's hometown because of the type of state it is. It's who they are. They're racist. It's a racist state from the governor on down. She has no business being a governor. It's what it is. Why do we go to Merrill Beach? The different beach? I have no idea why we go there. I've never been there. Don't ever want to go there. My daughter was there. My two grandkids got into a pool. Told all the white kids to get up out of the pool. They have to change the water. And my two grandkids are gorgeous. Totally gorgeous. I'm like, my daughter told me that. I said, get up out of there. Just leave. Let them have that dirty water. They made the water dirty. Our kids probably cleaned the water. My grandkids, let's get up out of there. I will never go there. Don't want no parts of it. I went through there going to Florida, going to Georgia. I just keep on going. I gas up, last North Carolina, just keep on moving. Don't want to eat there. Don't want to stop there, do anything there. It's what it is. It's a racist state. Always will be. When you elect a man that you know is a segregationist, all the hate words you want to talk, he said them all. And we congratulated that. Elected him for 48 years in the Senate. How could they celebrate his death? With what? I'm an American. Whatever European country he come from, he should have buried him back there. We have to stop it. We have to stop it. It's very simple. South Carolina, again, information purposes, they signed a nullification doctrine. And what it says, basically, any act of Congress, they don't have to abide by it. Who won't a state and union like that? They want to secede it. Let them secede again. Just go on out there. Do your thing. They still got place with the word plantation on it. Don't they think that offensive? They don't think so. Nothing they do, they think it's offensive. The world is looking at South Carolina. The world. Completely out of step. Like President Obama said, we are the worst of the nations with advancement as far as having guns and massive deaths, massacres, multiple type deaths. What do people think of us? Well, I don't understand America's need for guns. I don't understand it. Just for an example, I think back in 1996, I recall, in Australia, there was a mass killing, I think, of 35 people. They changed the laws right away. Since then, zero. 1996. But you got the NRA here that don't want to touch that because it's about commerce. It's about sales. This is a capitalism-type country. It's all about the money. Nothing else. We're dealing with something that is totally crazy. I heard the judge say yesterday, he said, I think his name is Cosnell. I think his name is Maxwell Cosnell. He set $1 million bail on the gun charge because he can't, you know, he can't do anything on the murder charge. That's handled, I think, by the circuit court, state circuit court handles that. So, but the bail, I wanted people to get it mixed up. That he didn't set the bail for the murder charge. He only did it for the gun charge. He did not have the authority to set bail on the murder charges. So, understand that. The bail was not for the murder charge, only for the gun charge. Let's get that straight, squared away. Now, as we go a little further, it's certainly a hate crime. But you know something? South Carolina is one of the five states that do not have a hate crime law. Again, the nullification doctrine. So that's where we are. So understand, it's absolutely a hate crime. Well, the governor say they want sure they have the death penalty. Well, that don't have to be predisposed. It can be easy because they have a special thing again that a judge can decide this. Don't have to be a jury trial. So understand the complications that they wiggle out of stuff. South Carolina, one of the wiggling states, don't have to do anything. They got their own rules, all those things they do with the law. But it's amazing to me the attitude of this young man, what it was all about. He has no idea what it was all about. He has no history, background at all. Dropped out of school, like he repeated the ninth grade. I have no idea what intensification came from. I have no idea. This racial motivation come from. The patch on his, when the patches on his jacket was talking about apartheid. Blacks taking over the world. This type of thing. Well, he must don't know his history. You look in South Carolina, 0.01% of the businesses are owned by black people. 0.01, not 1%, but 0.01. Well, who done took the world over? Who has everything? Always said in the Willie Lynch letter, I read the letter numerous times, but one line that I picked out, I think is the most disturbing, and is manifest in my head. Make sure we supply all of their needs. And that's what they do. So what that means is to stop you from getting your own needs in a way possible. You make sure that you keep them a servant. You keep them in a service position. 72% of the people in North Carolina work in service jobs. That means waiting on Europeans. Where you're making up beds, where you're cleaning up buildings, where you're cooking for them, maid, butlers, whatever, you're waiting on them. It's the same thing. You're not going to get a great job there. They're not going to make sure of that. That's segregation, the new Jim Crow. If I don't pay them enough money, they can't move beside me and move in my neighborhood. They can't afford it. Because everything out there is pointed at you. Credit, unemployment, crime. They're going to make sure that culture comes towards you at all given times. Negative news. 90% of the news in South Carolina and through the country is about black folk. Negative. 10% positive. 90% negative. This is the way they want it. This is racist. And they're going to keep it this way. The judge said it yesterday. And that same judge used the N-word in 2002 in one of his trials. Why is he still sitting there? Well, same as Strong Thurmond, still sitting there. And his son is there, carrying out his own devilish ways again. He's in the Senate there in South Carolina, too. Why would they elect someone like that? Well, that's their attitude. That's their mental makeup. This young 21-year-old thug, I believe in using the same names they use against us. Use the same names against them. It must be good words. They use them. They coin them. They coin all these. They coin the N-word. Well, see if they like to be called the N-word. Refer them to the N-word. But they got us so brainwashed, that's all we use. Well, we need to stop it. Need to stop it. We are totally brainwashed. Don't like saying what I'm about to say. The prayer changes things. Well, since I've been living, I haven't changed a thing. 400 years, I ain't changed a thing. Not there. When you're praying to the wrong God, use the wrong pray, P-R-E-Y, they're praying on you. How long are we going to remain stupid? How long? The Bible enslaved you. That's what they used to do that to you with. Understand that. We don't understand. What do we understand? But Martin Luther King said it best. He said, racial justice, which weighs more, your job or racial justice? Well, they got us where they want us at. Well, if you don't like what we're doing, we'll fire you. Well, we ain't got no job, now what we're going to do? Commit a crime. Poverty is created by the same people in South Carolina and other states. It's all created because poverty permeates to criminal activity. You're going to knock them out of here because you got to eat too. Or you become homeless. So, nobody want to be homeless. People like having good things. People like good neighborhoods. People like good schools, good education. They like all the good stuff that they like. They think we don't. It's all about superiority. Well, we're superiority too. If we can't make them no money, they do not need us. Understand that. We can't make them money as athletes. They own the teams, own everything. Pay the players. They don't like certain things they do. Whew, we can't play no more. Things they do to you, they want to keep you devastated and keep you unqualified to their measures. We'll never measure up to their standards. We have to have our own standards. We have to promote our people. They promote theirs. Whether they're good or bad, they promote it. The judge said it best. Victims? Oh, who are they? They're on both sides. How can you say that? How is victims on both sides? Well, you got dead victims on one side and you got live ones. Well, the judge. But that judge, behind that robe, everybody knows what he is. He knows what he is himself. When he opened his mouth, I know exactly what he was. And they dig more background checks on him. Look at him. He shouldn't even be with a robe on, giving no justice out. But, again, we forgive. We have to stop forgiving so much. They don't want to trade places. You think they want to be slaves for 300-some years and don't pay no money? Tell them, try that out. But they're telling you, we are superior. We are the ones. Whether you like it or not, we will keep this flag going. They brought the flags down at half-mast. United States flag, I think the state flag. But the Confederate flag, they kept it where it was. Well. This is what they're all about. Their monuments, their symbols, the names on museums, and this place with plantations at the end of some of those names. Doesn't make any sense to me. Makes sense to them because it's who they are. Not all of them. The younger ones are much better. But the old ones, they're the same way until they die out. This country will not be anything. I'm going to do one more thing before I close out. But since Barack Obama became the president of this country, he has led the world against racism, but has gone up so much because of him. We got to do something. It's not about going to church. It's not about praying. We got to go to the table and have a conversation about race, and we got to do some things. Whereas boycott and sanctioning, whatever it takes. Buy less, put some things you're going to need. Just don't fill your tanker full of gas. Put enough to go to work and back and forth, that's all. We got to hit this thing economic-wise. Once you hit them in the pocketbook, that's when they come across. Don't get on the bus. That's how we came across. The bus going through the city, ain't nobody get we walking. Oh, we're going to do something different now. The pocketbook is the only thing they understand. The world is astounded at this. The world is astounded at what's going on. The whole world is looking at this. The whole world is looking at the United States of America, and we call ourselves a what? Please. You're trying to, we need to teach more in black history should be a mandatory class in every school. We have a Western-style democratic freedom that no other country has. Gun control, we can do some about it. We cherish the Second Amendment more than we cherish the 14th Amendment. That's voting rights. The carrying a gun to kill somebody. Our whole life is at stake all the time. And we can't put it to devotion all the time. Devotion is fine. It's once a week. Well, killings didn't happen on Sunday all the time. Happened through the week. This was at Bible study. This is just amazing. I'm still amazed by it. There's got to be a renewed push for gun control and also racism. They want to stay with racism, weed them out the country. Make that happen. That's cleansing, too. Need to clean out racism, like ethnic cleansing. Need to clean it out. Go ahead, host.
Okay. To our listening audience, you're listening to the voice of Missing Pages of History. Today we're discussing racial terrorism. The case has recently happened in Charleston, South Carolina, the assassination of 9 African people by 1 young European male. We'd like to hear your views and comments. How could this happen? Right now, we have some listening audience who've been online for a while. We will acknowledge your last 4 numbers and call. You can come in and share your thoughts on this case. Caller with the last 4 numbers, 3200-3200. Your question or comment, please, caller. Welcome to Missing Pages of History. Caller 3200. Question or comment? If not, we'll go to caller 4298. Caller 4298. Welcome to Missing Pages of History. Your question or comment?
Thank you, thank you. I think this points out that we this racism is institutionalized and it's perpetuated and emanates from the federal government and the state governments. It's a political problem that emanates from this who controls the government and the economy. And so we need politics involved in this, and not just education and cultural workers, you know, art and literature and people who are talking. But we need people who are actually going to take black power to the institutions that are dominating our lives, and we need to take control of the government. And that's the critical issue. We need to dismantle this system that's in place and replace it with another, more just government. Thank you.
Thank you, caller. Let's go to our next caller, caller 9289. Caller 9289. What is your take on this recent incident in Charleston, South Carolina? How could this have happened?
Well, one thing is said that it happened, but the sad thing about it now, you got this young boy that's going to influence a lot of other in other states to do the same thing. We just had an incident at one of the churches in Richmond, Virginia. But the only thing about it is that instead of basically taking this person to jail, they decided they'd just take him to a mental institution. So I don't know what the final resolution going to be, because it's just a way that this young boy done put the target on their other churches, which is sad.
We thank you, caller. Going back to Emmanuel. Emmanuel, one of the things you alluded to earlier when we asked the question, how could this happen, we were talking about the conditions, you alluded to they had certain laws on the books where state law would trump federal law. You also mentioned that it's a climate down there where they don't apply hate crimes. You also mentioned the attitude of the judge. Now, given all the conditions and their attitude towards people of color, how do you see this thing really playing out in the next 2-3 months? Because it looks like the press is trying to water down these killings and change it to something else. Whereas if it was somebody of African descent who did something like this, they would have been the worst day in the world. So how do you really see this thing playing out in the next couple of months and how the media is trying to portray it?
Well, when a white person, a European person, do something, even the case in South Africa where this young Benevian killed his girlfriend, he's out of jail now. Can get 5 years at the most. He said it was a burglar. He shot through the door. You know, we know that's a lie. But they're good for lying. Lying is their whole makeup. As the Indian said, they speak with a forked tongue. They speak with forked tongue. We know that. They lie, lie, lie to protect. But again, when you're a minority, you're 13% of the population, more like 12% of the population. You can't do a whole lot because you're a minority. Number two, it's going to play out, I think, insanity. There's no defense for this young man other than insanity. They're going to bring up his bringing, you know, drop bringing everything. And same as the one in Colorado, killed by the theater. They always do this when they're alive. When you kill them, see, there's no when the police shoot them or whoever, you know, law enforcement shoots them or whatever, and they die, then you have nothing but speculation. This has been speculated already by the judge advocating that there are victims on both sides. How could he? It was inappropriate to say that now. He's talking only about the gun. He's not talking about the murders. His bail was set on the gun charges only. Let's be specific. Not about the murder bond. It's about this bond. Well, they asked the lawyer who defended Zimmerman. Whoa. You saw what happened there. So it's going to play out probably to a judge. Just like in Baltimore. I'm glad the young lady laid it out. So this is what's going to happen. I want to see what the DA, how they're going to charge this young man. Why is it taking so long for them to respond? This should have been immediately. So, again, the charges will probably come next week. They might ask for a jury trial. They find him guilty, no problem. South Carolina has a law. Nobody can go back and have a judge trial. It just happens. There's always a way out. They may show when they put a law on the book that there is a way out. When the young man bought this gun, it was a felony charge against him, but he hadn't been to court yet. That made it legal. I've heard this 10 times or more on the TV stations, different ones. He bought the gun legal. He bought the gun legal. It's amazing what they promote. They promote wrongdoing. They promote racism. They promote this right in your face. We don't care. We really don't care. They do things to you to make sure that they treat you as a subculture because your culture is diluted. That means it's borrowed. You came here without a language, basically, an English language you had to correspond to or respond to. You came here without clothes, no shoes on. Well, well, well. They always can refer to that, how you came. Your culture is borrowed. You came without no clothes on. You wear the clothes they make for you, basically. Understand your culture here. They have made it. It's a borrowed one. See, the other thing we don't understand. As a historian, I understand.
Emmanuel, let me stop you for one quick second so we can let our listening audience know that you're listening to Mr. Page of History. Starting July 11, which will be our next program, we will move our time from 12 noon to 1 p.m. So, listeners, please put on your calendar. Our next program will be July the 11th, and we'll start coming on at 1 p.m. Mr. Page of History. Okay, thank you, man. Continue to talk.
Well, I think that's where it's going, basically. Again, the laws of South Carolina, the blue law, the type of laws they got, in that state, and because of the nullification doctrine, that makes them a little unique in applying the law. He don't have to be electrocuted, even though they have that there. He don't have to be. The judge said, well, rest his life in jail, never get out of jail. Now, that's, well, that's what it is. Because we are so forgiving. You think they're going to forgive for slavery? Oh, no. For their concern, you're still a slave. Or you're an indentured servant. Because the job you got and the jobs you have in South Carolina, over 72% are service jobs. Understand that. Not going to let you make no money. They're basically lazy people. And I said it before. If you weren't lazy, you didn't need no slaves. I want somebody to explain that to me. How can you call somebody lazy? Don't do nothing. Don't do this and that. When you don't want to do nothing and then do nothing. So why don't you bring slaves here to do your work? I despise on a person. And don't ever call me lazy. Because I'm going upside your head. I don't care who it is. And I'm going to call you lazy. Because, again, like my father always said, if they were so smart and worked so hard, you wouldn't need slaves. Makes sense to me. But it don't make sense to a racist. It don't make sense to a person that's just a Jim Crow person. Old and new Jim Crow. And to a segregationist. No brother lazy and Strong Thurmond. Slaves this, but he had his black woman, had a daughter by. You want to talk about that? Oh, rapist? Oh, that's how the country got started. Raping black women. All the movies show you that. So the young man been totally, totally miseducated. The stealing, the robbing, the killing. Look who did all of that. Look who did all of that. And do it all the time now. Who are the mass murderers? All over this country. We have to understand that. Stop forgiving so much. God is not going to forgive. Go to church and kill you the next day. Go kill you in church. This is their mental makeup. They're not going to refrain from that. That flag tells you that. What they do in Congress tells you that. How they treat President Obama tells you that. The racial attitude and lies, stopping everything, stopping progress. Hand out, hand in, hand out. They hand the money out. It takes $350 billion plus to run this country per month. And who get the money? Who takes your tax dollar? We're going to talk about that in one of our segments. Where the money goes. Who get the handouts? And make sure they get it. Make sure you don't get none of it. They call a set-aside program for you. So set aside 10% for them. You know how to get that 10%? Whew, it's amazing. Women has joined us now. Everybody's enjoying us. Woo! But like I say, racial attitudes, they're here to stay. You're not going to take the federal government over. It's just 12% of us. We don't have a chance. Don't even worry about that. You got to do things that make sense. We are the profit margin of America. $1.5 trillion we spend in this economy. Well, if we're the profit margin, well, let's cut that in half. Stop spending on Easter. Stop all this Christmas shopping. Stop all this crazy stuff that we do. Just stop it. Do things that are necessary, that are essential for your livelihood. That's all you have to do. They'll come around. All they know is money. They don't want nothing else. They don't want nothing else. Like Donald Trump said, he's rich. Well, how did he get rich? Four times bankrupt, taking people's money. That's how he got rich. Well, are we going to do that? let's do the blueprint that they have done. Let's try doing some of that blueprint. Let's do that blueprint.
According to Newman, that's just illegal.
Embezzlement is legal, fraud is legal. All this, you go rob a bank, get 30 years for taking $1,000. They will take millions and write a book that might be a movie. Understand the game they playing. I know the game. Just the game they play. And the whole thing to make sure that they print. Make sure you get a platform for 90% negative news on black people. Well, what about 90% negative news on white people? Here's your chance. Let's do it. I'm doing it. Exactly who they are. Not all of them. Not saying that. The younger ones a little bit better. A little bit better. But you got the conservatives. Conservative means racism. That's a long word for racism. They're racist. That conservative, the word is in there. Racism is in the word conservatism. Oh, something new. Something new. It's all there.
Look at Emmanuel, in terms of looking at this incident in Charleston, South Carolina, and looking at the role and the attitude that the churches are expressing, many times people believe the church is more the problem than they are the solution. That is to say, I think you alluded to it earlier, and I would like to get you to respond to the behavior of the ministers in terms of guidance. There are ways to seem to be to deal with issues that affect African people in this country only from a spiritual position and not from a materialistic position in terms of doing concrete things that will force other people and institutions react more responsibly. Why is it that our church continue to evade the issue of really taking the problems on and looking at it for what it is versus deceiving the people in terms of saying, forgive and you have a better life afterwards? How do we deal with that mentality coming from a large segment of the church community?
Well, see, Martin Luther King has left us. Martin Luther King did all he could at the church. Got into the streets. Got into Congress. The president. That's what he did. We have to do the same thing. See, that is not going to change things. It's enduring. Nothing wrong with it. The spiritual community. You're an evil disease that's spreading. Racism is a disease. Culture disease is spread like cancer. You cannot get cancer out of the church because the churches are not integrated. They go to their churches on Sunday morning. Well, state and religion will be separate. Well, we're separate too. And the same guy that's in church is in the Senate halls and is in the House of Representatives. Same guy. And the local, state, national government, they're there. Same one that had this belief, that evil belief. You got that same guy fighting you. I said it before and I'm going to say it again. Race, religion, and racism equals conservatism. It also equals the big word, the one that I love to allude to. It breeds this capitalism. Race, religion, racism breeds capitalism. You got to have these three to have capitalism, to make it work. And again, I had a speaking gave the other day, and I told someone, the Ten Commandments that's in the Bible basically, they make sure they violate these 10. It says, thou shalt not kill. What do? We kill. Thou shalt not steal. What do? Steal. Thou shalt not lie. What do? Lie. All 10 of those, we do. And it makes capitalism successful. Then people brag and say, oh, I'm rich. I'm this. I'm that. Well, well, well. It's just the way it is. It's very divisive. It's going to stay divisive. Because we came here as slaves on the bondage in a ship like a pack of sardines. Without no clothes, without no culture, without it took our culture, took our names, everything from us. And we borrowed their culture. But they don't want you to be like them. They have stopped hanging you, now they're shooting you. Hanging was okay. Oh, you hang a black person. Show me where black folk hung white people. Show me that. So I want to see that. You get punished when you win. Obama's been punished because he won. Haiti been punished because they won. Beat Napoleon Bonaparte. They've been punished. Every black nation is being punished. Jamaica, the island, being punished. Or you go there, all you see is waiting on people. Who they waiting on? Europeans. When they going to start waiting on us? Is there something wrong with that? Oh, we all Americans supposed to be. Well, no. 116. We didn't make that rule. They make all the rules. When we're buying bound, there's a problem. Only problems when we do anything as a nature. When we lie, when we steal, when we kill, or the different set of rules. Or a different set of rules apply. This white man that killed these 9 people, they're going to try to probably do insanity. He's got a mental capacity. Always some craziness come up to protect what they are. They're criminals. They're thugs. The country got started with thugs and criminals, got started with rapists, got started with crooks, with killers. That's why the country is the way it is today. You started with something.
And on that note, Emmanuel, we got to stop you. We run out of time. We'd like to thank our listening audience for tuning in and listening to Missing Pages of History. And we'd like to remind them that starting July the 11th, our time has been moved from 12 to 1 p.m. Our next program will be on July 11th at 1 p.m. We also like to share with our listening audience, we have an upcoming fundraiser raffle drawing. We'd like to still have your support. For more information, you can reach us at missing_pages_history_1@yahoo.com, or you can call us at 804-726-3217 if you'd like to find a way in terms of how you can support us. We also like to remind you on the next program, July 11th, we'll start a series dealing with From the Prisons to the Pipeline of Profit Making. That's right, From the Prisons to the Pipelines of Profit Making. We can talk about the game that's being played on this mass incarceration against young African people and how money is being made by the billions and how we can address it. Until next time, on behalf of Missing Pages of History, we'd like to thank you for allowing us to come to your homes this evening. And please, remember, the next program will be July 11th, and our new time will be 1 p.m. We thank you for your support. Let's continue to speak truth to power and do the right thing. Until next time, we look forward to hearing from you at Missing Pages of History. We thank you.